ready for this? Howdy, folks, let's gather around for the best sports talk in town. We got our hosts, Darren, Tim, and Chris. Baby, can't get better than this. Give out all the power rankings. Laugh at all the teams tanking. A lot of fun, a lot of surprise. Let's give it up for the guys in this league.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome in to another fantastic episode of the This League Fantasy Football Podcast. As always, I am your hostess with the mostest, Chris Mitchum, the proud owner of Team Fairlife, joined by the full happy family. We're back together, baby. Aaron Hunt, back from Greece, looking better than ever. What's going on, brother?
We are back, man. Stateside. Happy to be home. It was a good couple weeks away. Got to be, unplug, get to see a little bit of what Europe had to offer, right? So, and you did too, man.
I did.
How was your trip?
It was great. It was great. Sailing down the Danube with a couple folks, so it was great. And of course, we have Tim Rader, the manager of Close But No Jamar, in the building.
What's up, everybody? Who day?
Who day indeed? Who day don't go win the Bengals?
Mm. Joe Flacco?
Nobody.
Joe Flacco ain't going to beat them Bengals. He is winning with the Bengals, baby.
That's right.
It is the evening of Friday, October 17th, episode 99, fellas.
Wow. One more, man.
One more. You're probably asking yourself, what do you guys got planned? I don't know.
A whole lot of nothing.
We'll see. Yeah.
One week at a time.
I'll try to do something special. Season 6, episode 5. We are diving in this week to the week 6 review, then of course the This League guarantee. Come on, Chris, you're slacking. There we go. And then the week 7 preview, and we also have panic meters for you today. We have identified 3 teams that maybe had some higher expectations that have not quite been met this year. So are we panicking? Are we staying calm? We are going to dive into that as well. But of course, first things first, drink of the week. I once again have nothing. I've really been struggling on this. I want a beer.
There's a fridge.
Over there.
When he says nothing, he literally doesn't have anything.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I just came in here raw.
Water.
I have water as well.
H2O.
All right, I'm prepping for my beer right now.
Birthday party tomorrow, by the way. That's everybody's invited.
Gatorade.
That's right. You too, Kenya. You're invited.
Even right. Even our fellow Africans.
I'm gonna go get a beer right now. 2 hours later. Oh yeah. We're so back with the Miller Lite, baby. That's my drink of the week.
Very nice.
You losers. You bums.
Losers.
Jeez, actually, I'm going to need a Miller Lite probably for this first segment we are going to dive into, ladies and gentlemen. The panic meter. Actually, I forgot something. Aaron, this is your moment. This is your time to shine. I know we are an NFL fantasy football podcast, but I'm giving you exactly 1 minute to talk as much as you want about the IU football Hoosiers. I literally have the stopwatch pulled up on my computer right now. Your 1 minute starts now.
IU football 6-0 this season. I am absolutely hyped, and not just because we're a 6-0 and oh, we just beat all these cupcake teams. No, we went to Autzen Stadium and defeated Oregon. IU, before going to Autzen and beating them, a top 5 team on the road, we were 0-46 all time.
Is that good?
That's horrible. The losingest team in FBS history goes to Autzen and wins to get our first win to a top 5 team on the road.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable. Madness in the streets. IU has a football team going forward. I can't believe it.
You have a head coach.
We have a head coach now that we also signed to a fat deal. 8 years, $93 million. He's not going anywhere. He's not going to Penn State. He's not going anywhere else. He's staying in Bloomington, Indiana. Let's go.
Hoosiers.
In a minute right there. Nice. Well done, guys.
Nice.
Wow. Go Hoosiers, I guess.
Thank you for giving me some time.
My Ohio State Buckeyes, we're boring. We just win.
Do they play this year in the regular season?
We're probably going to play in the Big Ten Championship.
Okay.
Yeah, collision course.
Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yep.
We going?
Yeah, we're going.
Okay.
That's crazy.
If they both make it, we're going.
All right.
It's going to be $500 a ticket at least.
Yeah.
At least, yeah.
I will be going bankrupt. All right. Well, let's get into our first segment here. We are doing the Panic-O-Meter. We have picked three teams that maybe had some higher expectations coming in here, and we are going to decide whether we are panicking or whether we are preaching patience with these guys. Our first team, I mean, this is the reason why I opened the beer. We're going to start with your boy, Team Fairlife. If you recall, in the power rankings, I was number three, ladies and gentlemen, coming into the year. Now I'm sitting here at 2-4. So we'll go around the horn here. 1 through 10. 10 being I am freaking out, sell everything. 1 being, dude, chill out, you're overreacting. Tim, what's your number here for Team Fairlife?
I'm sitting at like a 6.
A 6?
Like, yeah. Okay. I see the button.
I'm at a 7. My hand is over the button.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? The glass case is still over the button.
It's up.
My hand is on the glass case.
Okay.
I haven't lifted it up yet, but it's on there. I'm like,
no deal.
Yeah, right. I'm thinking about it. Aaron Hunt, what's yours?
I'm at an 8.
Okay, so the glass case is open.
It's definitely open, and I'm starting to press the button a little bit.
We're on there, touching the button.
The light has not, you know, glowed up by any means, right. But it's definitely, there's some pressure on it.
Okay. All right. Well, Aaron, since you are the highest, give us a quick rundown. Why are you at an 8 rather than maybe like a 6 like Tim?
So I put you at an 8, and it did pain me to do that because you were one of the favorites coming into the season. I do like some of your studs that you have in your lineup with like Devon Achane, Kyren Williams. Of course, we love Josh Allen, and James Cook has been doing well. The thing that I just can't get over is like you have 0 receivers, it feels like.
Thanks.
Poor one out.
Like when Malik Nabers went down, I think that just really just exposed the fact that you just don't have a lot of firepower at the receiver position. Michael Pittman's been a great surprise. I mean, but he's more of a floor play. Jameson Williams, I had a lot of optimism going into the season for him to
something. I pressed it on Jameson Williams even after last
week. I've almost said a couple, you know, first round picks here and there for him this year and just not doing it now.
Yeah, and he signed that huge contract, which you would think would earn him some more targets, but Jared Goff's like, nah, not really. So he's just very much boom or bust. And then if you look just down your bench here, I mean, Calvin Ridley's hurt right now. Cooper Kupp, he looks like a shell of himself, really. Travis Hunter, they're kind of in a, you know, funk here of like, how do you even use him? Right. Trey Harris hasn't really hit. And then DJ Moore seems like they're kind of phasing him out. So, like, who knows what his future is going to be. Thankfully, you have a bevy of running backs.
Jalen Coker coming back?
Yeah, thankfully Jalen Coker's coming back.
Woohoo, the Cokeheads reunite.
And, like, DeAndre Swift, I mean, he looked good last game. Alvin Kamara, the vibes aren't great with him either. So, yeah, I mean, I just think there was a lot of guys you were really hoping would just take that next step, but you have a lot of floor play guys in your flex and your wide receiver spots where I just think it might be tough to beat the upper echelon teams right now, like an Anthony or a Hayden with some of the point totals that they're putting out there. And you're just going to be carried by Josh Allen. So
that's right.
That's why I have you an 8.
Nope, that makes sense. Tim, you mostly echo in that course.
Yeah, for the most part. Hitting on the right areas. I'm just like a slightly toned down version of that. Mm-hmm.
I feel that. I'll never forget where I was when Malik Nabers went down. This is probably going to be the most bougie sentence I've ever said in my life. This is probably the most bougie thing I've ever done. But I was at a private, like, orchestral opera performance in a private, like, ballroom in Vienna. Like with like a lady singing choir up there. And then I just get the text with Nabers with a tear. I think it was Clayton. And then obviously I pull out my phone and look at Twitter. And then I'm just like staring off into the distance. And Alyssa's like, it looks like you were just told like your mom died or something.
Babe, is everything okay?
I'm like, my whole world just went down.
I can only imagine. It's probably similar to when Saquon had his torn ACL.
Oh God.
I still have that video on my phone.
Jimmy, just I think I was sitting on the toilet.
On the toilet, just looking out into the distance at the tack house. Yep.
Yeah. No, I agree mostly. You know, all the offseason, I was looking to try to get a receiver. That's what I was trying to do all offseason. Neighbors was the guy. He goes down. Yeah, that's probably exposed in a pretty big hole. Let's move on to our next team. It's America's team, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Red Rocket. Started the season number one in the power rankings. We loved the double-decker tight end stacker. We loved it.
Double-decker tight end stacker.
So what's gone wrong? What's gone wrong? Aaron, out of 10, what are you giving Clayton here?
I'm at a 4 with Clayton. Okay.
So you're looking at the button from across the room.
Yeah.
You're not I'm standing by it.
I'm giving it a glance. I'm looking at it. Just short and brief here. He's been a victim of a lot of injuries. There's been a lot of injuries that have been happening. Quinshon Judkins is actually a thing now. So I think once he's fully healthy, we saw Brian Thomas actually perform pretty well. Drake London's that dude. I'm not as worried at this point.
All right. I give it him a 5. I'm similar to you. I think some injuries are hitting him, but if/when he's at full health, I think he can get right back up to the upper echelon. You just hope that happens sooner rather than later.
And he's 3-3 despite the injuries.
Right.
So,
Tim, what are you giving Clayton here?
You know, I plugged in an 8.
An 8?
All right. So, Tim is on the button.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. The glass case is up. These injuries aren't necessarily just like a little tweaked ankle.
No, it's
you
true.
Know, that we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
man, that's good point.
Burrow's good out for such the year. Podcaster. Burrow was going to be his guy. Now, granted, Baker has stepped in.
December.
I think he's done for the year. Brock Bowers' knee injury, you know, tried to play on it the following week and just did not look good. It's one of the injuries that all the Twitter docs, at least, you know, put your faith in them, say that the more you play on it or try to push through, the worse it's going to be long term this year for him. So it remains to be seen how Brock Bowers bounces back. I have no doubt that he'll be a top 10 tight end once he's back on a week to week basis. But if his, you know, guarantee locked in top 3 status is in jeopardy, we talked about it last week, Chris, you know, then the double decker tight end stacker doesn't work. You can't have tight ends 3 and 5
top 3
or 4 and 8. Like, they both have to get up there. So then then that just hurts your team. You're still starting nothing in the running back spot until Bucky Irving comes back.
Caleb Johnson didn't see the field yesterday.
That's crazy.
Not a snap.
Yeah.
I almost gave this man 2 first round picks for him.
Dang, man. That's crazy. Bucky's, it's been a little spooky. Are you guys a little spooked out with Bucky?
A little bit.
It's been kind of quiet. He was, you know, oh, I'll be fine, everything. He's still not back at practice. There's no timetable for him to return, according to Sleeper. And they just worked out like Jamal Williams, and like they're signing another running back.
Oof.
The spooky vibes are there for me with Bucky. For obviously when he comes back, he's again a top 5 to 10 running back, but like we got to see him come back and be healthy.
Yeah.
Other reasons I'm up there just this year in general, we finally saw a Drake London like Uber target, you know, 30-point game last week, and before the bye was 25. To be noted, he's been doing this without Mooney, and the numbers with Drake London when Mooney's on the field versus when there's no Mooney due to injury or he's not playing, it's kind of like eye-opening. Mooney's just hurts Drake London that much. So, like, I'll give London his flowers there. But Nico Collins, the Texans have just been awful.
He's been, what wide receiver is he? Anybody have that pulled up?
I could tell you.
You want to guess
the ranking?
I'm gonna guess like 15.
I'm gonna guess like 19.
30.
Holy moly. It's like, I know he's been bad, but
wow.
Granted, they had a bye week, but still. Yeah.
Still, I mean, like, we've seen it. CJ Stroud, just rookie CJ, is not coming back through the doors anytime soon. Their offensive line is awful. Their defense is good enough to keep them in games. But I mean, Nico Collins, I think, again, we talked about it recently. Coming into this year, we thought top 5 wide receiver locked in Clayton's lineup. Beautiful. And no questions asked.
Brian Thomas is wide receiver 27.
And again, we thought poopy, top 10 wide receiver. You know, not Chris and I. Yeah, we thought, you know, bottom 10. But everybody else thought Brian Thomas Jr. was a locked in, like, bona fide long-term guy. And, you know, Trevor Lawrence is just struggling. It's been bumpy over there at best.
And they said they're going to get Travis Hunter more involved. Just saying.
Just saying. Just
saying. Highest snap percentage last week.
And don't go look at the bench depth. Just don't do it.
Yeah, that's been Clayton 101.
Do not do it. Like, it could be worse. So, like, I'm not 9-10 level.
Right.
But I'm solidly at an 8 because I'm just nervous for, like, how are these guys going to come back? Like, again, you're 3-3. You've kind of been weathering the storm. But the parity this year in this league is insane. Mm-hmm. Zach's sitting there at 1-5, and he's about to put Rashee Rice back in this lineup.
Clayton has the lowest points against in the league. So,
and yeah, and I think he's, like, 7th in points for or something like that. So, like, just it's been ugly. It's been doing it, but, like, he's not the guy we thought he was.
I feel that. I think I'm at a 5 and not a 6 like Aaron is because of Quinshon Judkins. If he was still dealing with his, like, absolute desert barren RB2, like, I know that's what Bucky's supposed to be now, but so he's still starting the Tootin area. So I think that's why I'm a 5 if he gets healthy. But to your point, the Bucky thing is a little scary. So last team that we are going to do is also 2-4. I think he started the power rankings at 5?
I feel like 4 or 5.
He was like middle of the road, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to respect, you know.
We are talking about the defending champion, Kyle Stretch. Walker, I hardly know her. Again, sitting at 2-4. The points 4. It's looking pretty respectable, middle of the pack, actually towards the higher end of the pack.
Yeah, some bad luck coming his way this year.
Yeah.
It's been awesome
How's
to see.
How's it feel getting scored on for once? Jeez. So, Aaron, I'll throw it over to you. What's your number for Kyle Stretch's team here?
I'm at a 6.
A 6.
Yeah, right. I would say I'm at a 6 right here. Just looking up and down his lineup a little bit, just don't necessarily love some of the vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Garrett Wilson, I mean,
he's thinking that's going to be short term, but
short term. But, you know, Justin Fields has not been looking so great as of late. Yeah. So we'll see how he kind of progresses and if he can get back to the field in a timely manner. And then Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet kind of cancel each other out.
Yeah.
Been rough.
So his bench is not that great. Yeah.
Tim, what are you giving? What are you giving Stretch here?
Yeah, I'm sitting at like a 4. You know, we've done the dance. I'm just not too worried long term. I think he's had some underperforming guys, as well as, you know, Mike Evans with the early hamstring injury this year, coming back potentially this week. And then somehow this dude lucked into Drake May.
Yeah.
Quarterback what? Anybody know it?
I'm going to guess quarterback 5.
I'll go 3.
He's quarterback 5.
Bang. Oh, right on it.
So, I mean, this guy has, you know, Kyler Murray and Anthony Richardson and picks up Drake May off the waivers.
Yep,
so.
Off the waivers. I am at a 5. So, whenever I look at Stretch's teams, I feel like he's very similar to me, Team Fairlife, as he has a lot of guys. He's got a lot of really good depth on the bench. But I think James Conner going down for him hurt him more than anybody else would have expected, because in an ideal world, you have Josh Jacobs, James Conner as your two running backs, right? Which is like a really solid core. The fact that he goes down, you have really solid names, right? Like the David Montgomery, the Ken Walker, Zach Charbonnet. But then after that, it's like, but to Aaron's point, like he just said, the Kenneth Walker, Zach Charbonnet thing, I feel like they are kind of being parasitic toward each other more this year than they have in the past. And then David Montgomery, I think he is the perfect RB2 for a team that's looking to compete. But when you're looking for like the nitrous that you need, I think you want to look a little better than David Montgomery. Like I said, RB15, he's doing his things, getting touchdowns.
He's kind of a fraud, though. It's like 2 games.
Yeah, yeah. But like I said, so I think whenever James Conner went down, that impacted it more than we thought. And then your receivers, you know, like obviously are a lot better than mine. But even you have the names, but none of them are, you know, top 10 right now. You know, your Devonta Smith, your Devonta Adams, Cortland Sutton, you know, all really good low-end wide receiver ones, mid-wide receiver twos. But again, nobody with the nitrous, right? And whenever you think of Stretch in the previous years, that's been his MO. It's just nitrous when it comes to Mike Evans, the two or three people, James Conner being one of those guys that always consistently took off. So I think whenever you take into account that he doesn't have that as much this year, is where I kind of get concerned. And I think that's where the 2-4 record comes from. Again, he's getting scored on this year, unlike other years. So that's why I'm like right at a 5. Again, I'm like what Aaron was last time. Like I'm kind of like standing across the room looking at the button. I'm not even near the button, but I know where it is. Like I can see it.
You see it. So, yeah.
You know, over there. So it'd be really crazy if, you know, Stretch and I played each other this week or something. But we'll see what happens, folks. So let us know your thoughts on the panic meter. Again, those three guys had a little bit, I think, higher expectations. And then, you know, Stretch and I sitting at 2-4. Clayton, who was the number one in the power rankings, sitting at 3-3. So I think you have a lot of guys that expected to be a little higher than where they are now. So let us know your thoughts. And we will now get into the week 6 review. Nice. Week 6 is in the books. And let's quickly run through these scores, starting first with a podcast, Civil War, that ended up being an absolute barn burner between Tim and Aaron. Aaron and the Sun God Squad pulling off the upset-ish, I guess, when you looked at Tim's roster last week, wasn't the greatest. But Aaron gets the job done, 108-103. The Red Rocket gets back on track, just absolutely putting the whooping on Breece, Lightning, and Zach, 139-84. The highest point score. Ooh, a little burp there. Little
light. Whoa, here we go.
Point score on the week. Ton, Perignon, and Jigbas in Paris taking down your boy Team Fairlife, 151-107, because of course he did. Anthony Downs Steven, 132-112. Team Uninspired Youth moves to 4-2. You love to see that. And then of course Hayden stays perfect, stays unbeaten. Downing Stretch, 128-111. Aaron, you got to take in this week of football from beautiful, wonderful Greece. So while you were over there soaking up the sun, soaking up the beautiful blue water, what was one of the biggest takeaways you took away from last week?
Man, I just cannot believe the performance that Don put up.
Okay.
I mean, that was unbelievable. The fact that he was the highest scorer of the week, I don't think anybody really saw that going into this week, but you had JSN and George Pickens both go for 30 pieces. Yeah, I mean,
they were just kicking my face in the ground.
They just put Don's team on their back.
Especially George Pickens.
Okay, yeah, you got to talk about that. Because, like, I remember last year just berating Don for trading a first-round pick for
which turned into
this
Travis Hunter
guy. I was about to ask you, Chris, if you could.
Oh, no, don't put me here. No.
Would you trade Travis Hunter for George Pickens and Cam Ward?
Is that what it turned into?
That's what the trade turned into.
Wow.
Wow. Probably.
I mean, I don't know how you can't after probably, I mean, Pickens is just carrying the Cowboys.
I think CeeDee Lamb coming back. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
And he's going to get paid still in the offseason.
Yeah, he's going to be a one somewhere, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I mean,
probably.
You know, he's got Tucker.
You know I love Travis Hunter.
I know.
And Don's just got a good squad that he's assembled here with Tucker Kraft as well. So, I mean, I just was very impressed with the performance. And getting the defense right as well was huge. 16 points out of the LA Rams, so... Yeah, good job, Don. Also starting Bryce Young. I mean, what a call there, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So this is a team that still has all $100 of fab left.
Sure does. That's very Don. My biggest takeaway this week, we talked about it a little bit last week, was we were a little nervous about Anthony's squad heading into this past week, just with, you know, the Rashad Whites, the Keenan Allen wasn't looking spectacular. Mm. But if you look at Anthony's outputs this year, it's literally the same thing that he's been doing since this league was created. He has not put up under 121 points all year. I mean, he's putting up totals like 165, 134, 182, 132. I feel like this has just been Anthony's MO since the beginning of the year. And even when now, I think he would even admit that his team is arguably as weak now as it's ever been. I mean, he started Matthew Stafford last week. Stephon Diggs, Zay Flowers without Lamar Jackson, Travis Kelce. Again, we mentioned Keenan Allen, who hasn't been looking great, and you still put up 132. And you're bringing back Lamar Jackson eventually. You picked up Darren Waller, which looks to be like a great pickup. You have the Chuba Rico Dowdle pairing, so you can continue to take advantage of that situation. I just think Anthony is here. If we were to be doing a power ranking right now, he'd probably be in my top three. He's just continuing to perform this year like he has years in the past, where you cannot have an off week against Anthony. If you score 140, will you beat him? Maybe. But if you score 110, 105 against Anthony, you're done. Because I don't know how he does it, but he always is putting up a respectable total that makes him competitive every week, even with a supposedly weaker squad like he has this year. So that was my biggest takeaway. Tim, over to you.
For me, it's got to be the guy at the top of the power rankings, yeah, the final undefeated team.
Somebody had to do it.
And that is Tua, Infinity, and Bijan. You know, going up against Stretch, you know, the three-time champion. Drake May putting up 32 points. Josh Jacobs putting up 32 points. Tyler Warren getting Stretch 18.
He's good.
I mean, Stretch, had a Garrett Wilson injury and a Courtland Sutton dud. But Hayden getting it done with a Puka Nacua injury,
mm-hmm,
and a Debo Samuel dud. For me, this week was all about Bijan Robinson.
She's so good.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, this was the first time I feel like the Falcons aren't in primetime super often. So this is the first time I ever like actually sat down, I feel like, and paid attention to a Falcons game. He's unreal.
Yes.
Like, he's, his change of direction is crazy. How he can just dodge and juke and stuff. It's just very technical analysis here.
For me, you know, I've just always
dodging and stuff. It's crazy.
Every time we've talked about his team, right? You got Jahmyr Gibbs, you got Derrick Henry, you got Bijan Robinson. I've always kind of been like, well, Bijan, you know, is a little disappointing compared to where you want him to be, and Algiers there, and he's just not getting workhorse numbers. This week, he put up, he more than doubled his longest touchdown run of his career, which was like 30 or 40 something, and then he hit the 81-yard rushing touchdown. That's what you need to see, the explosive long plays that Gibbs has been doing, Derrick Henry's been doing. If Bijan is adding long touchdown runs like that,
have mercy.
I mean, that, yeah, absolutely. Try to have mercy. And he beat his all-time high score in this league by 7 points, Bijan did.
Wow.
Last week. So if he's taking it up another notch, which he absolutely has the skill set to do, and if Atlanta's going to back him up, then, I mean, Hayden's team just gets all the more scarier, because Gibbs put up 7 points for Hayden last week, and he still handedly beat Stretch.
Do you know Michael Penix had 20 pass completions against the Bills in that game? 10 went to Drake London, 6 went to Bijan Robinson, and 3 went to Kyle Pitts, and 1 went to Tyler Allgeier.
There you go.
Rip.
Who needs other receivers or tight ends, man, when you got Drake London and Bijan Robinson? Well, just throw them the ball.
And Pat Mahomes is the QB1.
Right.
Yeah. That's so annoying. This is supposed to be his weakness. That was supposed to be his Achilles heel.
Yeah. So,
and he's back.
We got to keep talking about Hayden's team.
I know. All right. Well, that was your quick little week 6 rundown there. Here is a quick little peek at the standings as it is now. Hayden would be at the number one seed in the playoffs, sitting on top of the Chipotle division, highest points for in the league, undefeated, sitting pretty. The number two seed right now would be Tim, and close, but no Jamar, sitting on top of Qdoba division. You got Don and Steven both sitting at 3-3, chasing him. The three seed in the playoff right now would be Team Uninspired Youth, and Anthony, the four seed, would then go to Don and Team in Jigbas and Paris, sitting at 3-3, currently with a higher points for than Clayton, who would come in at that five seed.
Mm-hmm.
Then rounding out the sixth seed would be Steven and in Mount Passmore, which does mean
wow,
Aaron Hunt, Kyle Stretch, and Chris Mitchum all out of the playoffs.
Who would have thought?
Right now,
this is the midpoint of the season. Right now, this is week 7 coming up. There's 14 weeks before the playoffs. We are halfway there.
Just end me. Just put me out of my misery. All right. Well, you know what's a good way to get out of your misery is to go make some money.
That's right.
What do we say we do that, fellas?
The This League Guarantee.
Last week, Aaron said it whenever he heard the podcast. We committed the cardinal sin, and we decided to do spreads. I don't know what we were thinking. We did feel pretty good about our spreads, but those did not hit, so just throw last week out. That didn't count. Everybody, I'm sure, listening to Tim and I, besides Tim and I, knew you probably didn't even tail this because they were like, you guys don't do spreads. You guys suck at spreads. We're not even going to tail this, and you probably made the right decision. So we are not doing spreads this week. We are back to our bread and butter. We are back to guaranteeing you some money, and let's get into that right now with a three-leg parlay from your favorite hosts of your favorite podcast. Tim, we'll start with you. How are you getting on the board this week?
We are going for easy. We're going a little chalk.
Got to get on the board, baby.
We're
going to
try to get on the board. We're going to take Pat's money line at the Titans. Minus 355 is pretty respectable for a money line where the Pats are heating up. You got a Mike Vrabel revenge game going into Tennessee where the Titans, you could say maybe they get a little interim head coach bump for just firing, you know, the worst head coach, second worst head coach behind Zach Taylor, or ahead of Zach Taylor, Callahan. So maybe there's a little bit of a bump there, but the Titans just have not looked good this year. Like I said, the Pats are rolling and Vrabel's going to be out for blood. Like he's going to be wanting to score and win by 50.
I think so. I like that call a lot. Vrabel does seem like that kind of guy. Aaron, I'll throw it over to you. Your leg of the guarantee this week.
Yeah, so my leg is going to be Baker Mayfield over 260 passing yards versus the Detroit Lions.
All right.
Baker's been cooking all season. He's the front runner for the MVP award. And you got juicy 52.5-point over under in that Monday Night Football game against said Detroit Lions. Even with the injuries that the Buccaneers have been experiencing at receiver, I think Baker's still going to get it done. He's going to have to throw to be able to beat the Lions, and I expect it to be a high-scoring affair similar to the game earlier this year against the Seahawks. So lock this one in.
I like it. Plus 140, Baker Mayfield, plus 260. I'm going to bet on that dog every week, baby. I love it. My bet this week for this league guarantee, I am rocking with the returning George Kittle anytime touchdown score against the Atlanta Falcons, plus 170, ladies and gentlemen. George Kittle has played one game this year. He played 28% of the snaps, got four targets, and of course he scored a touchdown. And whenever you get into the red zone, this is the guy to look for on the Niners outside of McCaffrey. You're not going to have Ricky Pearsall this week. I believe Juwan Jennings is questionable.
He said he's playing.
He said he's playing.
17 broken ribs, 4 sprained ankles, and 2 concussions. And, for real. Yeah.
And a partridge.
And a partridge. Nice. And a pear nice.
Tree. That was a good one, Aaron. I'm going to clap that one. That's good. And then you're going up against the Falcons defense that the first touchdown score from the Bills game was their backup tight end, Dawson Knox. You can score touchdowns on this Falcons team through the tight end position. And whenever you have a returning George Kittle, similar to your Mike Vrabel take, I just feel like he's one of those guys that's like, get me the ball. I'm back. I want to be involved. Let me take a big hit and then go and score a touchdown. So I'm really liking the likelihood of George Kittle anytime touchdown against the Falcons at plus 170. You parlay those threes, that gets you to plus 702. Tim, what kind of money are we talking about there?
We're looking respectable, a little 10 bucks into 80.
Okay.
You know, a little catch up from a down year, you know, right. the guarantee.
That's, right.
It's a get right week.
Yeah, it's a get right week.
I will say, if we don't get this one, we are all getting like minus 355s next week.
Yeah, let's go to like minus 1,000.
Yeah. Right. Just get on the board,
baby. See one go in.
Right. Yeah. That That's right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that is the This League guarantee for this week. Go ahead, put next month's rent on it. We feel good. No spreads. And we're going to make you some money this week. Let's get in to future football. Let's get in to week 7. Week 7 is here. As Tim mentioned, we are about halfway through, or we are exactly halfway through.
Crazy.
The regular Unreal. Season, ladies and wow. gentlemen.
Goes by fast.
I'm 2-4. All righty. We are saying goodbye to the Buffalo Bills and the Baltimore Ravens. Both teams, I would say, in need of a bye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bills losing 2 straight. The Ravens need to get healthy and get their defense back. So go ahead and get healthy. We will welcome those players back next week. And we will start with a cross-divisional battle. We have, representing the Chipotle division, Aaron and the Sun God Squad taking on Don and Team Njigbas in Paris from the Qdoba division. Aaron coming into this one at 2-4. Don coming into this one at 3-3 as it is. Right now, Aaron with a 66% chance of victory. Really liked that 16 carries for 127 yards and 4 catch performance.
Jalen.
By Jalen Warren on Thursday Night Football. Imagine dropping him in the offseason. Who would do that?
Couldn't be me.
Right. I know. So 66% chance for Aaron coming in. You look up and down the lineup, you can understand why. Jalen Warren, like we mentioned it, we have Cam Scataboom. Coming in off of a big performance.
I'm in love with him. 100%.
He's fine.
I hate him.
He's fine.
He's so annoying.
He's got a year and a half max in the league.
No. CTE.
Until he's in his grave.
Don't even mess with him, man. Whatever.
Jeez. You look at the buys for Aaron. Nobody is really hurting him from that standpoint. We are waiting for the status of Emeka Igbuka. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Emeka Igbegbo.
He has missed practice all week, so he is probably turning towards not playing.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you turn to A.J. Brown if you're Aaron, right? Aaron said, heck nah, get your butt on the bench. I don't even care if you're playing a okay Minnesota Vikings defense, because I'm going with Amon-Ra St. Brown, Roma Dunze, Ladd McConkey, interestingly, going against our beloved Indianapolis Colts.
Go Colts.
And we're sticking with Bill. We're sticking with Ja'Cory Krosky-Merritt going up against the Dallas Cowboys. You do like that matchup there. I think it was a good week for Ja'Cory last week. Played a season high, 66% of the snaps, season high, 17 attempts. It's looking like he is taking control of that backfield. And in the tight end position, we're rocking Harold Fannin. It's looking like David Njoku is going to miss the game against the Miami Dolphins. So Harold Fannin looking to get some action in that game. So like I said, you could maybe consider A.J. Brown if he comes back. But other than that, I think for Aaron's lineup, it pretty much sets itself going forward.
And on Don's side of things, you don't really have a lot of question marks except for maybe filling your last empty bench spot. Why not throw somebody on there? For the starting lineup this week, we're rocking back with Bryce Young.
Look at that. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, baby.
The Jets, they've having a down year. The defense isn't what you might think the Jets defense is.
QB12.
You got your usual Tony Pollard, J.K. Dobbins. They're there. They're getting just 8 points. They are 10 there. Points. Yeah. They're there.
Clayton would love them.
I would love one of them. Yeah. They're there. And then you got JSN, of course, just looking like every bit of like a top five receiver and going crazy with Sam Darnold. The two callouts I have specifically, you know, returning from injury and returning from being a shitty human being, you've got CeeDee Lamb coming back for George Pickens, a potential, you know, not high upside, and Rashee Rice, he's the, you know, person who almost killed people and then ran away.
That's what you're talking about. I thought you were talking about George Pickens and Xavier Worthy, and I was like, man.
Yeah, and then Rashee Rice coming back might limit the upside of Xavier Worthy.
Right, right.
Because he's going to get all the targets. He's returning from being an awful human being.
Yes.
so a little bit of limited upside for that. But you love to see Tucker Kraft. Chris Olave is just the PPR king this year. He's one of those guys going to finish in the 15 to 22 range as wide receiver. But I mean,
which is surprising to me.
Consistently just getting like 10 targets a game. So again, not a lot of like lineup decisions here, but not a lot of like plus matchups. It's kind of ho-hum across the board. And with those two questionable return guys for me, I'm going to take Aaron over here, but I mean, it's pretty close.
Aaron, you taking yourself?
I'm going to take myself. I think. Yeah. I think with Jaylen Warren having the game that he had and being able to see, oh, okay, 20 points out of that, that gives me a little more confidence. So yeah, I'm going to go with myself.
Man, I want to go with Dawn so bad. But I think Roma Dunze bounces back this week. And you have just a lot of guys who probably aren't going to absolutely dud if you're Aaron. I think you got a couple guys on Dawn's side. Tony Pollard against New England scares the crap out of me, but you got to start him. Chris Olave, just as a person, scares the crap out of me. Xavier Worthy is boom or bust. So I think Aaron's going to put up a solid point total no matter what. Don has some volatility, but with some of those matchups, like Tim was saying, I think it leans me towards Aaron. So I'm also going to pick Aaron this week. Three for Aaron. What's the worst that could happen? You feeling 3-4 over there, buddy?
I hope so.
All right.
I hope so.
You'll have the same record as Don. So
there's a chance, like, with the matchups that are here, if I were to win, I'd catapult like 4 spots.
Dang. There you go. Keep an eye on that one. Let's move on to the next matchup. It is Zach and Breece Lightning, one of the best 1-5 teams you've ever seen. Taking on Mr. Consistent Anthony and Team Uninspired Youth coming into this one at 4-2. As of this writing, Anthony with a 54% chance of victory. No Thursday night football guys here. So you're looking at a pretty solid matchup, of course, and there's one person in particular on Zach's side that is making his season debut that Tim despises.
That indeed, and his name is Rashee Rice.
Rashee.
You guys see his hype video, by the way?
I did not see the hype video. I've heard about the hype video. I haven't seen it.
Kind of cringe for a guy that is coming back from 2 felonies.
Yeah, yeah, that's fair.
You know,
it's not like you're coming out from an injury. It's just, yeah. Bro. I was an idiot.
Yeah,
so now I'm coming back.
Interesting. So when you take a look at Zach's side, he's honestly got a really good team on paper. I mean, especially now that you're adding in Rashee Rice, like
Marvin Harrison cleared concussion protocol, yep, so he's good to go.
He'll be back. And, I mean, he was kind of starting to cook a little bit before that injury took place. You got Tech McMillan, who's, you know, he's coming into his own a little bit. He had 2 touchdowns last week. Mason Taylor is the only person remaining.
Yeah, I like that
for the Jets. So I think I like that. Wandale Robinson, he's going to get probably the Patrick Surtain treatment in this game.
Little Jordan Humphrey.
Little Jordan Humphrey, yeah, that's baby. Right.
If little Jordan gets
that's
Surtain,
right.
Don't let him get hot. Don't let him get hot.
He might have a good game, and then you know Rashee Rice is going to get targeted like crazy.
Patrick Mahomes says he's going to give him the full load this week.
Yeah.
Little Jordan Humphrey's not even listed on the depth chart on Sleeper's app.
Don't let him get hot.
I think what's going to make or break Zach in this matchup is going to be his running backs. Can he get top-tier production from both Javonte and Breece Hall in the same week?
Both have solid matchups.
They really
man.
Do. I mean, you can run on Washington, you can run on Carolina, and Jaden Daniels might be in a shootout. So lots of strengths on Zach's side this week.
And on Anthony's side, you got your usual guys. You're still waiting on Lamar Jackson to come back. You hope they're on the bye this week, so obviously you're hoping he comes back next week and can be his usual self. So therefore, you're also missing Zay Flowers. Otherwise, we're looking at Christian McCaffrey. We're looking at Rashad White, who's just put up 23-17 points with no Bucky. No big deal. Justin Jefferson
just
against
doing it really, really ugly, by the way. Rashad White is an ugly football player.
Oh, yeah.
Yards per carry, 2.9, 3.8. Just
ignore the underlying metrics.
Trot.
Stephon Diggs, he's listed as questionable, but he had a full practice, so he's probably going to be out there. He's probably, you know, Vrabel's going to get the guys going, like I said.
What's your rest of season outlook for Stephon Diggs? He had the huge game against Buffalo, revenge narrative. He has a wide receiver 18 finish in there, but he's also got a 55, 66. We love Drake May. We don't love Kayshon Booty or Hunter Henry or any of those other weapons.
Nah.
So you think Diggs is the de facto one, and he has one game like it. He's fine. Are you starting him consistently?
In the flex, sure.
Yeah, he's a flex play the rest of the season.
Okay.
I think fringe wide receiver two.
On paper, it's like it looks good, but he just hasn't been performing the way you would expect.
He's 31 and coming off a major knee injury, so
I bet he finishes like wide receiver 25.
Okay.
Something like that.
There you go.
So on Anthony's side, one big question mark is the man of the month, Rico freaking Dowdle.
Good Lord.
He's going to have to make a decision here to play Rico Dowdle or Chuba Hubbard. The coaching staff came out and said, we've decided who's getting the majority of the carries, but we're not going to tell you. So, you know, Anthony's got a 50-50 shot at playing the right guy. That being said, you know, there's some guys you love. There's some guys that you maybe don't love this week, but it's hard to pick against him. I am one of the biggest Zach truthers at 1-5 out there. You know, I keep telling these guys, you know, you got to look out for him. As much as I think Rashee Rice may be a horrible human being, like, he's going to be an elite producer for fantasy.
Yeah, he's going to be good.
I mean, this game is going to be very close. I mean, Jaden Daniels against Dallas.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
Do it. Okay, I'm picking Zach.
I'm picking Zach too.
And I'm joining you as well.
Oh, dang. Okay, well, now I don't feel special.
God. And this is, we're walking into it. We do this.
Yeah, like, it's fun. It's fun. Anthony. That's why
walking,
we do this.
We're walking right into it.
We are.
Like, Anthony's going to put up 165.
I mean, you think Justin Fields is going to bounce back for him?
He shouldn't. But it's Anthony.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'll happen. Christian McCaffrey will be the running back one.
Yeah.
Justin Jefferson's going to have four touchdowns.
Kelsey will go off.
Yeah.
And like, Keenan Allen and Stephon Diggs will combine for five, and that's how it'll be.
Keenan Allen's low-key been hurting him a little bit as well. Like, he had a hot start to the year, but he's been a little shaky the last couple weeks. But, yeah.
Wow.
Three for Zach. Like I said, I don't feel special anymore.
Three for Zach. Look at that. When's the last time we said that? That's kind of crazy.
Got to be a while.
Jeez. All right. Well, three for Zach. So we're hoping he moves to 2-5. That means Anthony would fall to 4-3. So many close records this year, man. Every win or loss really matters this year, which is pretty wild. Nobody's quite out of it. And we will move on to the next matchup where the loser of this one might start thinking about it. I don't know. And of course, I'm talking about your boy, Chris and Team Fairlife taking on my arch nemesis. My enemy, Stretch, Walker, I hardly know her. Both squads coming into this one limping, black eyes, broken ribs, and just looking at each other and being like, let's just beat the hell out of each other, brother. Both coming into this one at 2-4 as it is right now. Sleeper currently giving Stretch and Walker, I hardly know her, 54% chance of victory. This one's a fascinating one, folks, because the loser falls to 2-5, which was pretty unheard of at the beginning of the year. Aaron, go ahead and kick us off here.
Yeah, I'm going to start by talking about Chris's squad with Team Fairlife. Interesting start at quarterback, but it's almost by default just because of Josh Allen being on bye. Bo Nix going up against the Giants at home.
Bo Nix, baby.
He's been
pretty volatile.
He's had some really high moments, some moments where you're like, is this even a starting caliber quarterback in the NFL? Like, fair. I can't really figure him out. So that'll be an interesting narrative to monitor. You know, can he really just equal Drake May in any way, shape, or form, which I don't see happening, but we'll see there. Devon Achan at Cleveland in a really bad weather game.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be interesting from the PPR perspective.
Right. Is to get 50 dump offs, maybe?
Potentially. Yeah,
you ain't throwing
or is it just so disgusting that nothing happens?
Right. Right. I can't really figure that one out either. Jameson Williams, is he just going to keep running routes or are we going to actually use this guy?
King.
Best game of the year last week. Let's keep it going. Let's keep it rolling.
And then you've got probably in an equally bad weather game, Alvin Kamara and DeAndre Swift in your flex spots.
Isn't that hot? isn't that hot?
Yeah, you could say.
Michael Mayer.
Let me stop talking about my team.
Notre Dame's pride and joy here. You got some guys.
Thanks.
We're starting players this week.
You are starting some players.
This is where experts are born right here.
Yeah.
We're grinding. I haven't had a grind like this in a while.
And the London games have been awful, by the way. Yeah. So, Kyron against Jacksonville. I mean, Jacksonville, that's like their home game is London. So,
can we give up the London games yet? I haven't watched one in like 3 years.
I'm kind of over it.
Yeah. Well, and they make it impossible to watch, too, because it's like
NFL Network.
You got to have NFL Plus or whatever.
Nine in the morning. No, that's God's time.
I'm kind of over it. I'm gonna predict Kyron's stat line right now. Okay, you ready? He's going to finish with 19 carries. For 62 yards.
Nice.
And 3 touchdowns.
Ooh, yeah. 3 tutties, huh?
3 tuds.
Okay. Right.
Calling your shot.
You lost me there.
Super inefficient. Just really gross, but he's going to fall into the end zone 3 times.
And then Jameson Williams will have no catches, or he'll go 2 for 98 in a touchdown.
Yeah, correct. It's pretty easy, my team, guys. It's pretty simple.
Yeah. So that's Chris's end of the things.
And for stretch, you know, we've been talking about this lineup over here. You're not missing anybody of note, especially when you can start Tyler Warren every week in the flex or in the tight end spot. Again, I just got to throw it to the league. How'd y'all let this happen?
Go Colts.
Needed a tight end. He gets the next best young one. Okay, anyway, Drake May, they're going to beat the Titans. Josh Jacobs gets a good game. At Arizona, he's listed questionable with a calf illness. Usually these guys play.
Calf illness?
Yeah, calf
is
and
his
illness.
Calf sick?
Moo.
Mad cow disease coming from Josh Jacobs.
He's got an ill calf. shoot. David Montgomery, they came out, said he wants to get more work, but is that just coach speak? Devontae Adams with no Puka is going to be interesting to see again in the 9:30 a.m. game that nobody's going to watch against Jacksonville. Has a potential to be, you know,
no Puka, though.
Yeah. What did I say? Did I say that?
I think you did.
Okay.
Oh, my bad.
I meant to say that if I didn't. I was like, hang on a second. It's late. I don't get a lot of sleep these days. Devonta Smith, man, in the wide receiver booty, you know, Philly receiving game.
Guess what?
Guess
what he is currently. Did you guys look it up?
I just looked.
I looked at it too. It's not pretty.
Oh, we're so fun.
Did you guys know he's only finished as a top 18 wide receiver once, which is in 2022.
In his life,
Smith seems like one of those guys that's like always hovering around like mid, low end wide receiver one. Like he finished wide receiver 9 in 2022. But since his other years, 29, 19, 27, 32.
There's a place for that in fantasy, but like locked into your lineup, it's not
just
great.
Feel like he's better than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
He needs just to be unleashed somewhere else.
Mike Evans back potentially from the hamstring, but also didn't practice. It was a scheduled day off on Friday, but seems like he's going to be back Monday night. And then Courtland Sutton, another guy, like you said, Bo Nix up and down. If he has an up game, Chris, a lot of those throws are going to go to Courtland Sutton. So a little bit of head-to-head gamesmanship there potentially for stretch by putting him in there. And, you know, the big call out, like we've said it a couple times today, Kenneth Walker on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Dude's just not getting it done. 4 points last week. He has not missed a game yet. He's very injury prone.
They're so gross. Both of them are just nasty.
But he's just, my favorite thing is he's PFF's highest graded running back in the NFL.
PFF.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, those Seahawks running backs are on the bench and they're probably there to stay unless something turns around there. So this one's going to be close. It's 2-4, 2-4. a little early to say.
I was hovering around it.
I think it's a couple weeks too early.
Yeah, I think
one,
so too.
One could say
you could
the
argue.
Loser of this game may have one next week, depending on what the matchups look like. You may yeah. have a winner go home next
yeah.
week.
Yeah, like because if you're sitting there with five losses through 7 weeks,
and you go 2-6,
you gotta. You know, 6 or 7 is the most amount of losses you could really have. So I'm going to take stretch in this one, but I don't love it. I think it could be ugly in terms of total scores.
Yeah, on both sides of the ball.
Yeah.
This could be an ugly yeah. game. Aaron, who you got?
Yeah, I'm also going to take stretch.
Guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
I just like the Drake May Patriots revenge game with Mike Vrabel. And then Josh Jacobs is just such a dog. And I just think Devontae Adams is going to get 18 targets this week.
Yeah, I'm taking stretch too. I ain't going to hold you. I'm taking stretch too. Devontae Adams is, I feel like, on a feast. And what's actually really interesting, one thing about this game, you're kind of probably going to have Michael Pittman versus Tyler Warren in that game. And remember the bet we made at the beginning of the year, Tim? You remember that one?
Sure don't.
Aaron and I made.
Remind me.
I didn't even remember it until
refresh
now.
Refresh my memory.
I bet you that Michael Pittman would lead the Colts in receptions, and you said it would be Tyler Warren.
Mm. Where are we at?
Who do you think's ahead? Receptions this year.
I would guess Warren.
Maybe Pittman by a little bit.
Tyler Warren currently has 29 receptions on the year. Michael Pittman has 28.
Oh, okay. Baby.
They are
All right.
All right. I will say Tyler Warren has two more targets if you want to do that.
Okay.
But
all right. But hey, it was receptions was the bet.
It was receptions. So. Receptions was the bet. So yeah.
Wow, that'll be a fun one down the wire.
Pitt's gonna take the lead.
Did we
this
do week. $10 on that? Was it 20?
I was so confident. I feel like I offered 50, but you talked me down to 20 or something.
Yeah, I think
like
we did 20 maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on that one. But that is 3 for stretch. None for you, boy. It's tough out in these streets. All right, let's move on to the next matchup. It is a battle of two teams on five, going 500 right now. It is Steven and Mount Passmore taking on Clayton and the Red Rocket. Sleeper currently has Steven as a 54% chance favorite to win, and that is after he got a pretty meh performance from DK Metcalf, 3 mm-hmm. for 50. In a performance that's like, you know what? He's alive. 11 carries, 108 yards for Chase Brown. Funny enough, 2 catches for -8 yards. That's tough to do.
Yeah.
12 points, very respectable output, especially considering what Chase Brown has been giving Steven. And then Clayton, surely,
how
the
could
Steelers.
You do this? How?
Come on. Joe Flacco.
Yeah, he's elite.
He's been a Bengal for, God, I'm burping. He's been a Bengal for 4 hours.
Just
so surely,
just belching
you,
over there.
You play TJ Watt against the Bengals' crappy O-line, and the Steelers get you -4 points on Thursday Night Football.
That's horrible.
Against Joe Flacco
yeah.
and Jamar Chase.
Good start.
Which is crazy.
Good start. And for Steven, you know, T. Higgins on the bench because he hadn't done anything all year.
Yeah.
Another sign of life with Joe Flacco. 6 for 96 and touchdown. Woo. Could have had another one, but he did the right thing and slid at the end of the game so that they could lock in that dub. Otherwise, you know, you got your Justin Herbert in the quarterback spot. You got your Johnny Taylor, Ashton Jeanty running back 1-2 combo. You know, Hunter Henry's a fine player. Jordan Addison was, you know, pretty good last year. Coming off a bye, he had 15-point performances 2 weeks back-to-back. So is he
solid.
Due for a breakout? I mean, I think, is J.J. McCarthy playing this week?
Carson Wentz. Yep.
They got one more week?
Yep.
Okay. That's good for Addison. But another, looking at the flex here, right? You got Chase Brown, but then Jacoby Myers. After week one, This was a guy that everybody was like, man, Jacoby Myers is just, gets it
He's
done.
Just so safe.
He's just a wide receiver, high end two.
Yeah. He's not gonna bust. Never bust. He's unbustable.
Do you know what?
Unbustable.
Do you know what
can't
he is?
Make this man bust.
Do you know what his rank is this year?
Oh, I haven't looked at it.
I'm gonna guess like 41.
36.
Oh, I had 40 in mine.
Okay.
36. Geno Smith looks like He's done in the league.
He looks bad, man.
It's
horrible. The Colts, like, shunned you, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, so this week...
That was fun to watch that at, like, 11 p.m. in Greece.
Oh, yeah, that's funny.
Man, that sounds rough. You know, not being able to play T. Higgins, you're pretty locked into this lineup right here. Not a lot of upside outside of your studs. And so... it's reflected in the overall totals, right? We're projecting a 116 to 111. Like, ooh, sleeper doesn't think there's a lot of points.
Stretches, mm-hmm. All right. Well, we talked about it. The only way up here is the only way for the Red Rocket here is up. Because, again, you're starting at negative 4 points. Just go giving Steven a nice little 4 point.
Unless it's a SpaceX, and then it could come back down.
It's mm-hmm. true. It's true. The Red Rocket's been very flying sideways to the hemisphere. 3-3. Pretty good. But Baker Mayfield, I mean, Aaron already kind of called his shot earlier with the guarantee. We expect him to continue dominating. It's my laptop, I'm sorry. We expect him to continue dominating at Detroit Monday Night Football. That just seems like the stage for Baker Mayfield to go and to continue to show the world why he is leading the MVP race. Quinshon Judkins against Miami. I can predict 25 carries for Quinshon Judkins in this game. Ever since he came back, he is the workhorse for the Cleveland Browns. 18 carries, 21 carries, 23 carries, just to name a few of his games.
And then 12 carries.
And then 12 carries against who they play last week?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I expect him to have a really, really good game against a Miami defense that you can run on in a really nasty weather. You can just ignore the RB2 spot. We don't talk about Clayton's RB2 spot. That's a rule around here. Tyler Algier, we'll just skip past that one. Nico Collins and Brian Thomas is hoping that they both can continue to bounce back. Nico Collins has one finish inside the top 12 this year. So we're hoping at Seattle you can throw on them. You can hopefully get some stuff going with Brian Thomas coming off his best performance of the year. 10 targets, 8 catches against the Seattle Seahawks, who Nico Collins now gets to get a chance to go against, going up against a tough Rams defense in London. He's going to probably be a bum because he is a bum. Isn't that right, Tim?
That's right.
Trey McBride also coming off his best game of the year. Tight end 3, he gets Green Bay, which you like. And then Drake London undoubtedly coming up off his best performance of the year. So that's 3 guys who I just said, you know, hey, coming off solid performances. I think Clayton is hoping that this gets to be turned around. And he finishes team off with Romeo Doubs in that second flex spot, who finished as the wide receiver 30 last week after finishing as the wide receiver 3. The week prior. No huge bye week concerns for Clayton. Again, Brock Bowers, doubtful to play. Darius Slayton, he wouldn't start him anyway, but doubtful to play. Bucky Irving is out. So he's still waiting for some folks to come back. But I would say he has a large majority of his core continuing to trend up and hoping he can get a good result against Steven this week. Aaron, who are you going with here?
Yeah, so I think this has already been won. I got Clayton. I think he's set up for success in this one. I am very baffled why Steven benched T. Higgins.
Really?
Yeah, don't really
Jacoby
get...
Jacoby Myers!
For Jacoby Myers, I mean, after what we saw last week with some of the chemistry that T. Higgins and Joe Flacco were getting together, I mean... It feels like you had to play him, but and then I'm just not inspired at all by Hunter Henry. Jordan Addison's fine. I think the Dolphins defense.
So you said you're taking Steven? No, Clayton.
No, I'm taking Clayton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, he said this one's already won.
That's why I said I'm like negative 4.
No, I just think this, like, he is gonna win this game. Clayton will.
Pretty confident, huh?
Yeah, very confident.
Wow. Tim, you feel the same?
This game's just gross.
Yeah, it's not.
The two lowest projected points on the week.
Ugh.
I.
You win who you win, baby.
Yeah.
I don't know either.
I don't even want to pick.
I don't know either.
You know what? Let's take Steven, and we're going to say that the Colts stomp the Chargers.
Yeah.
Colt, go Colts.
I'm actually going to take Clayton. Yeah. I'm going to take Clayton. I think he has some higher upside guys who you just need one or two to pop off. Well, then, God, you're looking at Jonathan Taylor and Ashton Gentile on the other side.
Yeah, bro. Come on now.
No, I'm going to stick
with Clayton. Stay over there. Stay over there. Yeah, I want something a little different.
I need to stay with Clayton. Yeah, I need to make some ground up on the pick-ems anyway. So I'll go with Clayton. Two for Steven, one for Clayton. And that means we go to our final game of the week, which makes that our game of the week, ladies and gentlemen. And it is between close but no Jamar and Tim coming to this one at 4-2, taking his shot at the throne of Hayden and Tua Infinity and Bijan, sitting at 6-0. The Qdoba arguably sending their best warrior to try to take down the leader of the league and the leader of the Chipotle division. As it is right now, Sleeper giving Tim a 57% chance of victory, and that is off the back of a 23-target game.
Thank you very much.
16 catches, 161 yards, and a touchdown by Jamar Chase on Thursday Night Football. Fun fact, that performance actually propelled him to the number one overall scoring player in fantasy football. That will probably not be the case after Sunday, but still, it is a notable thing to say, oh, the difference a quarterback can make. Mm-hmm. Aaron, let's go ahead and run through Tim's lineup here.
Well, Tim's going to be ecstatic because not only did he get a almost 40 burger from Jamar Chase, but you get CeeDee Lamb.
Yay!
He's back
baby.
Into the lineup.
Yay!
Desperately needed that to be the case. You get Jordan Mason back from being off bye. I really like him as an RB2 this week.
Me too. Nothing can tank this Tim team right now. Just nothing. I mean, keep going down the
I'm team. Not even listening right now.
Keep going down the squad.
And then
go ahead.
You got Saquon Barkley. I mean,
of course you
he's
do.
Just as steady Eddie as it gets.
Who can beat this team? No weakness.
Saquon hasn't even really had a good week yet.
He really hasn't.
And he's still at RB1.
He's the RB12 and really hasn't had a spike week that you would anticipate he's going to have.
It's coming. He's coming.
Yeah. God, listen to this team, man. How can you beat it?
I know.
And even then, the tight end, man.
I know. Mm-hmm. Sam Laporta.
Oh, yeah.
Number six.
Woody Marks had a really
good.
Hey. Yeah. Hey. He had a really good week against
Tennessee. Are we still talking about my starting lineup? Hey. Is this the starting lineup?
When he actually got opportunities and then all of a sudden just didn't. So hopefully they right the ship after the bye on that.
All right, fine. That's one. Fine.
And let's not forget about the Broncos defense.
Oh, yeah.
That is a weapon.
That's
an absolute
ace in the hole.
Weapon.
Nice.
They're at home.
Sweet.
Very possible that they do a similar output of what they
did last
double
year. Digit points in 4 of 6 weeks.
Yep.
Woody Marks, the only weakness of this team, baby.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and keep moving on here.
And so really no other lineup decisions there. Don't look at his bench, but
don't look at his flex two.
Right.
You know what we're doing after last week?
What are we doing?
We're chasing booty.
Oh.
He's
pursuing
waiting.
The booty.
We're chasing all some booty.
All week he was at work. It was like can't wait to see. To
I mean, 26 that. Points, 2 touchdowns last week. Like, who else am I going to play? Honestly, if I had to not play booty, I'd probably go a Rondae Gadsden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yo, who is that?
That'd be a dart throw. Yeah.
Who?
He's tight end for the Chargers, man. He had a decent week last week.
You ever heard about a Rondae Gadsden?
My guy's got a serious lazy eye.
Hey, that snap percentage has gone up. 26.
Don't make fun of 48, lazy 54, eye.
54 and
is
then
that
75.
Eye shut? That eye might be shut.
Your children are all going to have lazy eyes.
No,
now.
They
I
will
hope
not.
You're ready.
No, they will not.
Leave this man alone. All right. Besides Woody Marks and Kayshon,
ignore my flexes, please.
Yeah, right. You have Jamar
Jennings
Chase.
Looks like he's on meth.
Okay.
Okay. What are we doing now?
Can we stop making fun of Tim's team players, please? I think Saquon Barkley is a very attractive human being. I'm straight as they come. All right. Yeah. Outside of those flex spots, Tim obviously studs everywhere. But let's look at the number one overall team in this league right now. Of course, I'm talking about Hayden. You have the quarterback one, Patrick Mahomes, in the starting lineup. You have Bijan Robinson, the number three overall running back on Sunday Night Football against the Niners. Maybe Bijan just loves performing in primetime games like he did last week. He's going to probably do it again against the Niners. Interestingly, you know, we've talked about Hayden having just a plethora of depth options at the running back position. But right now, in his RB, not his RB one spot, but, you know, the top running back on his roster, he's starting Kamani Vidal, the running back for the Los Angeles Chargers against our Indianapolis Colts.
Sure.
He's starting him over RJ Harvey. I would do that. Derrick Henry's on bye.
Mm-hmm.
And he's starting him over Travis Etienne going up against the Rams. Etienne's kind of come back down to earth a little bit over the past couple weeks. And you're playing a Rams team that has a top five run defense in football. So, Aaron, if you're sitting there, are you going Vidal over Etienne? That's a call. That's a call.
It's a tough call, I would say. I mean, stay in the flames, I guess. 18 carries, had 124 yards last week. So it's going to be probably a high-scoring affair. They're going to need to throw the ball. They're going to need to establish the run game. And I don't see why they wouldn't just go to Vidal. They didn't make any other transactions to add running backs this week. So I would probably take the chance on Vidal. I didn't see it coming. That's why I didn't even put a bid out there. I was like, eh, it's just going to be ugly between Haskins and Vidal. But shout out Hayden. 18
carries for Kamani Vidal last week, man. It's pretty good. Rich get richer. At the wide receiver position for Hayden, you are starting Deebo Samuel. He is questionable. He practiced once this week, but he has played through the heel injury the previous 2 weeks. So you expect him to go in a very favorable matchup at the Dallas Cowboys. Jalen Waddle, since Tyreek Hill has been gone down, has been volatile, but you've seen the ceiling. He can get up to wide receiver 8.
Bring the weather
and
on,
wide
please.
Receiver 17, but of course they may
lots
be
of
playing,
wind.
They may be playing in a tsunami, so we will see. Annoyingly, I hate Jake Ferguson, dude. I don't know why. He's one of those new guys, and I'm just like, screw this guy. I don't know why.
I'm just sad because, like, he's what I thought, you know, Blake Jarwin was going to be. You know, 5
that's
years
fair.
Ago. Like, and I yeah. loved
what a
shout. Blake Jarwin.
You did, man.
I loved him, and he never got the chance.
It's true.
So Rico Gathers as well.
Rico.
Dude, I remember loving the Jets. I thought about this the other day. Chris Herndon.
Yeah.
Remember Chris Herndon?
Yeah.
You, mm-hmm. I was a big Chris
You had a
hard
on for
guy.
Chris Herndon.
He had like one game, right, in his career where he had like, you know, 30 fantasy points. Like, he had a game.
Yeah. Anyway, I remember that.
Thanks for joining the show on the Random Tight Ends. And then, of course, you are starting Jahmyr Gibbs, the running back 8 in football on the flex. And also, we're rolling out the number one team in the league right now is rolling out Kendrick Bourne in the other flex position. Now, this is a Kendrick Bourne who finishes the wide receiver 6 and the wide receiver 11 the previous 2 weeks. So Hayden is hoping for that, you know, NBA jam rules 3 in a row. He's on fire. Again, that's in prime time. You do bring the return of George Kittle, so you wonder how that might impact it. But, you know, he's choosing to start Kendrick Bourne over the likes of Quentin Johnston. You know, Tez Johnson could be interesting for the Bucks. But, I mean, Tim, I'll throw it over to you. I feel like this is one of the few lineups we've had where there's, like, actual genuine lineup decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Quentin Johnston or Kendrick Bourne in your flex 2 spot?
It's a hot hand argument. You know, Quentin Johnson missed with an injury. He's coming back. He was kind of iffy this whole week. Looks like he's going to play. But Bourne, with no other weapons in San Francisco, has just gone off the last couple weeks. So it's hard to fault him for going there. And I just had to correct myself because it's just the total lore, right? Chris Herndon had his best game in his career is one catch for a 2 yard touchdown, 7 points.
No way. His best ever?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Nowhere close to 30 points.
What was I smoking,
man? Oh, man. Okay, anyway.
Wow. Yeah. Are you doing Kendrick Bourne over Johnson? I think I'm on the Johnson side, personally.
No Charvarius Ward, right? He was ruled out already with a concussion.
No, Kenny Moore's going to give it a go, but...
But he's a slot guy.
I think he's going to be limited as well.
I mean, when Quentin Johnston has been healthy, like... He's scored no less than 15 points.
Mm-hmm.
He gets plenty of targets, so I might be persuaded to try to go Quentin Johnston.
I think I'd go Johnston.
Personally. Yeah.
So, Hayden's probably thinking about these a lot more than we are. You know, we'll probably might see a couple lineup switches over the next few days as he decides who he wants in that final roster spot. So, final game of the week. Tim off to a pretty good head start here. So, Aaron, I'll start with you again. Who are you picking here?
I'm going to say Tim gets the upset here. I think Tim
dethrones the
takes
king,
down
huh?
Hayden for his first loss of the season. I think, some of these injuries are finally going to bite Hayden a little bit, and Tim's getting CD back. I think that's the ultimate key. I think CD could go off for 25, 30 points this week.
I am taking Tim as well because I think he just caught Hayden on a good week, or on a good week for him, a bad week for Hayden. You know, Derrick Henry on bye.
Yep,
Puka's
that helps.
Out.
Yep, that
Ricky
helps.
Pearsall still not in.
Who?
Travis Etienne on the down low, fan a tough matchup. I just think if there's 1 week to play Hayden, it's probably this one. He's missing some of his studs. Obviously, he still has, you could argue, his top studs in there. But I'm actually going Tim. Jamar Chase certainly helps.
It's tough because if we didn't have the Thursday night, knowing what happened with Chase, I would have been Hayden all week long. Just because he's still got, you know, his Jahmyr Gibbs and his Bijan Robinson, you know, Debo and against Dallas's defense, who's just absolutely awful. So to be fair to that and to also just go different on pick'ems, I'll say that Hayden's going to get this one done on his running backs. And my flex two guys may put up a total of 2 points.
Booty, 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 rock them everywhere.
So that's my downfall.
Nice. Two for Tim, one for Hayden. Tim trying to do the unthinkable and knock off the unbeaten. We'll see how that goes, ladies and gentlemen. That was your week 7 review. Or excuse me, preview, ladies and gentlemen. We, after this week, will be over halfway through the regular season.
That is crazy, man.
Of this league.
Sad.
It
goes by so fast.
Year 6.
As much fun.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. So let's go ahead and sign out of here.
Nasty.
You didn't even use that this week. Should have.
Nasty.
Nasty.
That's my flex spots this week.
Nasty.
Thanks, Emily. All right. As always, if you have a couple minutes, give us a good rating, do whatever, give a good comment, share us with your friends, all that jazz. And as always, mash the like button, baby.
Crush it.
Smash it. Elbow drop from the top row.
Throw it off a bridge.
That's right. Crush that thing. Katana to the like button.
Just click it.
Or you could just click it. You could just click it.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you as always for listening genuinely. We'll sign out right here. I'm Chris. Peacing out. Love you guys.
Peace.
Go on, get.
Should I just sign us off with booty, booty, booty?
No.
A lot of chasing booty.
Right. Chasing booty. That's actually a pretty.
27 points last week.
What's that song's like? I want the booty. Get the booty.
Give me that booty. I want the booty. That should be our drop for K-Shaw Booty. This song's called Booty Man. Yeah.
I want the booty.
Okay, the show's planes in the air, the landing gear. Booty, back up the booty. I need the booty. I like the booty. Oh,
that part right
booty,
there. I need the booty.
K-Shaw, let's go.
I want the booty. Lord, what a booty. Bring on the
come
booty.
Come on, I spent 51 fab on you.
Loving the booty round booty. Down for the
do
booty.
Me something good this week.
He goes down for the booty.
If you just imagine Kayshawn Booty and all of these, it's
booty,
hilarious.
Beautiful booty, smoking booty, talk to the booty, more booty.
Smoking booty, fine just like booty running down the sideline. Smoking booty. Oh, man. All right, I need to stop this.
Some kind of vibes after a little bit.
All about the booty.
All about the booty. Big old booty. Serious booty. Amazing booty. I take the booty. Where's the booty?
A lot of points, booty.
Where is the booty? Nobody drops 2 points.
Got the booty. Grabbing the booty. Rubbing the booty. Loving the booty. Hugging the booty. Kissing the booty. Holding the booty.
Hey, that's going to be me after he goes off for 25 again. Kissing the booty.
Kicking the booty. He puts up 3 points.
Sleeping booty, screaming booty, harder booty, softer booty, sweeter booty.
How many adjectives do we know?
Booty, I don't know.
Booty, who's booty, sister's booty.
Sister's booty.
Your mama's booty. Cooking booty. Mean booty.
Oh, we're getting out of the human edge this year.
With the booty. Fawn booty. Home booty. Road Four? Booty. Found booty. Covered booty. Bare booty. Sweated booty.
Yeah.
Sweaty booty.
After that touchdown, 80-yard touchdown run, he's going to be sweaty.
He's getting after him, man.
Double wide booty.
Hey.
Not the double wide.
Whoa.
That's a big booty.
Live for the booty, yell at the booty, suing the booty, scared of the booty, expensive booty,
cheap booty,
discount booty, rented booty, leased booty, selling the booty, rented, working leased. Booty, easy booty,
selling, what are we
booty,
doing?
Greasy booty,
ooh,
need a lot more booty, wet booty, dry booty, I hope that one's my booty, pretty booty, pity booty. Little bitty booty, beautiful booty, caressing the booty, dissing the booty, missing
it just
the booty,
keeps going.
Messing with the booty. Oh, what
it's
a wonderful
my favorite
booty,
outro we've ever done.
Booty, finding the booty, give me the booty, wake up booty,
and it's different
booty,
stuff every time.
Booty, supper booty, dinner booty, expensive booty, cheap booty, buffet
expensive booty,
buffet booty,
booty, fancy booty, lots of points booty.
I just like when he was like, "I'm down for the booty."
Booty, 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 booty,
so that's the,
booty.
This is the drop right here.
Booty, 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 booty.
Everyone's gonna be like, wait, did they break the? What's going on? It's like when an iPod used to skip. Booty,
it's gonna hit so good whenever Booty drops 30 this week,
oh,
and that's
please.
Just the first thing I play next week.
Yeah, I missed out on doing this last week.
Just
I missed
booty.
Out.